إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, there is one of my quotes where I say, factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. Factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. What I mean is that very often you hear this comment from our educated unemployed. If you tell them, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, I need something, I want something. You say, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will do it. For example, one of my dear friends, this morning he said to me, I said to him once that if you want to sleep for 15 minutes and you want all your tiredness to go away, then before you sleep, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, please wake me up in 15 minutes and in that time all my tiredness should go away. Inshallah, this will happen. So my dear friend asked me, he said, how is it scientifically possible? Because doctors say that unless you sleep for 7 hours or 8 hours, your tiredness cannot go away. So how is it scientifically possible? Now you can't blame him because his question is also not unreasonable. And that's why I thought maybe we should do the Fajr reminder on this. Let me give you an example. Normally, if you want to go for Umrah, or Hajj, not even Umrah, if you want to go for Hajj from India, what is the procedure? You give your passport to the travel agent, the travel agent sends it to the Saudi consulate, takes you a minimum of between 2 to 3 weeks to get the visa, and then when you get the visa, you go and you land in Jeddah and you hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because no one else will help you. And you can be standing in the immigration line for 6 hours. I mean, these are all things which have happened to people. Yeah? So whatever has to happen will happen. So you learn the meaning of sabr and you learn the meaning of qadr and you learn the meaning of ridha bil qada, everything. And eventually you get to Makkah and then you are in this great hujum and then you stay in a hotel and the hotel will tell you the day you have to go to Mina, he will tell you, pack all your bags, put them away. And you have to go to Mina. And even in the hotel, you can't stay with your family, your wife is with the women, you are with the men. And then you go to Arafat, and then when you come from Arafat to Muzdalifah, the distance, you can walk the distance in maybe, maybe 1 hour or something. But to get out of the parking lot in Arafat alone will take you 6 hours. And so on and so on. This is the usual experience of Hajj. Hajj as is scientifically possible. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, in spite of all this, Allah gave us this great ibadah of Hajj. And the reward of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is the forgiveness of all your sins. But let me describe for you another Hajj. I got a phone call in 2010. I was in the gym and I got this phone call. I came outside, somebody speaking with a heavy Arabic accent. And he asked me if I was who I was, and I was, so I told him I was. And then he said to me, I'm calling to invite you on behalf of the government of Saudi Arabia, Ministry of Hajj, Hajjatul Kubra, to speak at the International Hajj Conference. So I said, I'm greatly honored, thank you very much. And he told me the topic and so on and so on. So I said, what about the visa? So he tells me, Sheikh, please don't humiliate us. We are inviting you. Where is the question of you doing anything for the visa? So I said, what procedure should I follow? So he said, you just send it courier, your passport to Delhi, to the embassy, and we will send it back next day. So it so happened I was traveling 2 days later. So I told him, I said, I'm traveling 2 days later, I need the passport. So he told me, Chef, do me a favor. Please catch the flight tomorrow morning to Delhi. You come, I will have somebody waiting for you. You and I will have a cup of tea. While we have the tea, the visa will be done and you can take it back. Same Saudi Arabia, same Hajj. So I went to Delhi. I wanted to experience this. So I went to Delhi. I, true to the promise, while we were having tea, my wife and my visa got stamped. So I told him, I said, we are speaking at this conference, what about Hajj? Then he said the same thing. Sheikh, he said, Subhanallah, don't ask questions like this. What do you mean, what about Hajj? You are our guest. You are the guest of the King of Saudi Arabia, guest of the Ministry of Hajj. Huh? So we landed in Jeddah. The usual 2 hour line in immigration took us 10 seconds. There was somebody waiting for us at the door of the plane. They took us inside. And a very good friend of mine was there in Fahim Bhai in Jeddah airport. And he was laughing. So I said, later on I called him on the phone. I said, Fahim Bhai, why were you laughing? He said, Yaar bhai, aapka saman Saudi uthaya hume dekha. मैं ज़िंदगी में नहीं देखा ऐसी चीज़ आज तक पहली वक्त देख रहा हूँ हिंदुस्तानी का सामान सऊदी उठाया बोले सो टू मेक अ लॉन्ग स्टोरी शॉर्ट वी हैड द मोस्ट कंफर्टेबल हज दैट यू कैन इमेजिन एंड एवरीथिंग विच यूजुअली टेक्स आवर्स एंड आवर्स एंड आवर्स फॉर अस इट टुक मिनट्स एंड देन वी वर इन्वाइटेड टू अ बैंक्वेट एट मीना पैलेस एंड वी मेट किंग अब्दुल्ला मे अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला फॉरगिव हिज सिंस And so on and so on. The reason I'm saying all this is not to show off. To be invited by kings is not an honor. It's izzah that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who gives izzah. I'm saying, showing all this to show one thing, which is that what is scientifically possible and what is possible when you have a bigger force than science pulling for you are two different things. What is scientifically possible is the usual procedure, which applies to everybody. But you factor in one thing into that process. That whole procedure remains the same. They have not changed the procedure. It's not that there was no visa. There is a visa. And the visa is stamped on the passport. It is not as if there is no visa, there is no passport. No, everything is done. But one factor in that equation which is additional. What is the factor? You are invited by the king. That's all. You are invited by the king. The moment you factor that into the equation, the entire equation changes. It no longer follows, even though the procedure is the same, but it no longer follows the norms of the procedure which apply to everybody else. Now, these are the temporary kings of the dunya. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-malikul haqq, la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem. If you factor Allah into the equation, then what happens to the equation? The reason why we get confused, and as I said, the friend of mine who asked me the question is not wrong, because he is operating from his understanding. The reason we get confused is because we get confused between how and why. These two questions. How does something happen? It refers to the mechanics of that thing. There is a way in which something happens. How does it happen? Refers to the mechanics of that thing. Why it happens refers to the reason it happens. It's not the mechanics anymore. It's something else. It's the reason it happens. For example, if you would say to somebody that if someone says, I have to speak to my son, if Bangulai says, I have to speak to my son in Australia, I have to speak to my son in America, and the phone call costs so much. So if you tell him, why don't you speak on Skype? It will cost you nothing, it's free. So of course, he knows all these things, but supposing you were talking to someone who did not understand this, and he said, how can it be free? So if you tell him, it's because of VOIP, it's free. And the person doesn't understand, what is VOIP? So what are you going to tell him? You can't explain to him, because how to explain to him voice over internet protocol? I mean, to explain all that is too much trouble. Not even too much trouble. Maybe to understand something, you need a certain basic level of fundamental knowledge. Otherwise, you can't understand. Even though it's still words, you understand the language, but you don't know the meaning because you don't have enough knowledge to understand that level of science. So what do you say to the person? Just have faith. Leave it. It'll happen. Just do it. And that's exactly what happens with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the world likes to call blind faith is not blind faith at all. It is blind because you can't see. It is blind because you have not developed your own heart to the level where you understand the qudrat and glory and majesty of Allah. So what must someone tell you? Literally, just karo yaro hota. Kahi ko sawala kar, just do. Why are you asking all these questions? Just make dua, it will happen. And then when it happens, the person is very surprised. Oh, how did it happen? Are to hona hi tha. What is so surprising? You ask Allah and He gives you. What is so surprising? No, I'm saying, why are people surprised? This is what beats me is, why are you surprised? Exactly. There's a friend of mine in Bangalore. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him and get him out of his difficulties. Anytime we needed something for our work, we used to do. I would give him a call. We need so much money. We have to buy a vehicle. And this was considerable amounts of money. I'm not talking about 1,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees. I'm saying buy a car, because we needed a car for something or whatever it was. Or something. His answer was, why did you phone me? Why are you asking? Aap mere ko kahi ko phone kar. So, pahli baar when he told me, I said, what is wrong? Why should I not phone? He said, nahi, aap mere ko phone, zurat hi nahi. Aap jo chahe, bolo. Dena mera kaam hai, aapko kya? You just commit whatever you want, whatever you need, you just commit. Then you just tell me, send this much, that's it. Don't ask me, please, don't embarrass me. I'm ashamed. Aap mere ko puchhe to achha nahi tha. I don't like to, you should not ask. You just tell me. Aap hukum de, bas itta paisa bhejo, I will send. Ajeeb, Allah ki maklu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and reward them for their generosity. So why, what is the issue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the issue with believing that if you make dua, Allah will accept? Why are we surprised? And this is the, because we are surprised, we don't make dua. Because we don't make dua, we don't get it. And then it's a negative cycle. Vicious cycle. So therefore, I remind myself and you, very important for us to develop that, the faith in our hearts and understand that this faith is only faith because we don't understand the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it is not even faith. It's logic. If you want to use the term scientific, it is highly scientific. We have blind faith in science, but we don't have blind faith in Allah. If I tell you in 15 minutes your tiredness will go away if you make dua, you are asking me for scientific proof. But the doctor told you it takes 7 hours, you didn't ask him what is the proof. It's a doctor said. But what the Nabi said has no value. Doctor said 7 hours, so that blind faith in what the doctor says. I'm saying, see, logically you should ask the doctor also. You're telling me it takes 7 hours, what's the proof? Show me your research. It doesn't even occur to us. We have blind faith in that, in makhluk. And we have no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him, to have faith where faith has a meaning. And to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and never to allow us to do that which is displeasing to Him. And never to be displeased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.